Hey everyone, welcome again to another Cornerstone Connection Daily Devotional. My name is Nate Carter, and we are in the book of Proverbs right now, the book of wisdom. There's so much in each chapter of Proverbs that there's no way that in a 5-minute video we can absorb everything that there is to absorb. I encourage you, though, to take the time to read through chapter 6 here and take your time with it and read it slowly and think about how this wisdom applies to your life. Where are you on track? Where are you straying away? I want to kind of go a little bit backwards here and start later in the chapter and then go back just to pick up a few things that might be helpful for us. Starting with verse 20. My son, obey your father's commands and don't neglect your mother's instruction. Skipping to 23. For their command is a lamp and their instruction a light. Their corrective discipline is the way to life. So I think there's a lesson here for the parent and a lesson here for the child. For parents, are we making it our duty as a parent to instruct our children well, or are we just hoping they turn out okay? This is the privilege and responsibility that we are given as parents, and specifically as Christian parents, to raise our children in the ways of the Lord. Are you looking for opportunities? Are you growing in your own parenting so that you can impart this wisdom to your children so that when they leave the nest, they're equipped to be able to walk rightly? Likewise, for children, and you know, for many of us, we even as adults, we still have parents. And so are we listening to and remembering the counsel of our parents, whether we're still at home or whether we're remembering the way that we were raised? Specifically, look at what Solomon highlights. Verse 24, it will keep you from the immoral woman, from the smooth tongue of a promiscuous woman. 27, can a man scoop a flame into his lap and not have his clothes catch on fire? And then 32, the man who commits adultery is an utter fool, for he destroys himself. Interesting that Solomon points out particularly the hazards of sexual sin. And this isn't gender specific. It really goes either direction, but this is being written to a son. So that's why he addresses it about the woman, but it can go either direction. And so specifically, parents, are we helping our children stay away from the pitfalls of sexual sin? And likewise, are we being careful to avoid the pitfalls? The metaphor that he uses is so strong, you know, scooping up flame into your lap. Interesting that he would choose lap, isn't it? And not have his clothes catch on fire. You're playing with fire. And our world and our culture would tell you that, you know, keep looking until you find true love. And if you've found true love and you look elsewhere and you find true love there, then you need to pursue it. And he's saying, no, you're going to set yourself on fire here. You're playing with fire. And then 32 says, you're only destroying yourself and you're an utter fool. We need to look back and speak back to the messages from culture, and they are all over us, and say, that's a lie. God has called me to be faithful to my spouse. He's called me to protect myself from sexual sin. Very quickly now, just thought it was interesting, verse 16, because it lists several things in a row that are specific warnings. Six things the Lord hates. No, seven things he detests. Haughty eyes. Do we need to check our arrogance? A lying tongue. Do we need to make sure that we're being utterly truthful in what we say? Hands that kill the innocent. And remember that Jesus said that even if we think about murder, that we've actually committed the sin of murder in our heart. A heart that plots evil. I know that in my mind, often I scheme about things that I'd love to do to get back at someone. That's sin. Feet that race to do wrong. You know, people that are just on your way to just get on the wrong track and go after evil. A false witness who pours out lies. Interesting that lying is mentioned again, but I think in this case, it's talking about specifically lies that are directed at someone else, to say, saying a false witness, or some witness saying that someone else did something that they in fact did not do. And then a person who sows discord in a family. After this, it goes into the verses about adultery. So I think there's a natural progression there of discord in a family would be breaking up a family in that way. Drink from the fire hose, and we will be for the rest of the book of Proverbs, but allow the Lord, allow the Spirit to speak to you in what you need to hear from him today in order to follow the Lord's ways. It's the way to life. It's the way to have peace. It's the way to live in a way that will be ultimately satisfying and honoring to God. So find what God has to say for you today, and then we'll see you tomorrow on the Cornerstone Connection.